For some time, there's been growing discontent among Michigan Democrats. The state has become reliably Democratic in presidential elections. Republicans have won only one statewide race for the U.S. Senate in the last 40 years. But below that level, Democrats have a stunning record of failure. Republicans hold the governor's office, as they have for more than two-thirds of the last half century. Republicans control the Supreme Court and both houses of the state legislature. Democrats haven't controlled the state Senate for 30 years, and today don't even have a third of the seats. Those numbers, and even stronger unhappiness among organized labor, helped foster a revolt in the party that led to the ouster of longtime party chair Mark Brewer last February and the election of Lon Johnson, a 42-year-old whirlwind, as his successor. Johnson today looks more like a successful private equity banker, which he actually was for a time, than the son of a lathe operator and nurse's assistant in Rockwood, a downriver Detroit suburb which is about as blue-collar as you can get. But he's both things, as well as a consummate political operative. As a freshman at Arizona State, he had an assignment to interview someone doing a job that they were interested in but felt they could never possibly do. He picked campaign manager. The next thing he knew, he was running a successful congressional campaign. Since then, he's lived in at least 13 places, from Chicago to New Jersey, mainly running campaigns. He took time out 8 years ago to go to Iraq to work for the National Democratic Institute for 6 months, trying to build democracy there. Now he's trying to rebuild a winning Democratic Party here. I caught up with him yesterday. Since this is not an election year, he's only working a 70-hour week. Campaigns, he told me, are all about three things: sending the voters a message, identifying the voters who want to get to the polls, and running a get-out-the-vote or GOTV operation. That and, of course, recruiting candidates and raising money. Ironically, he's had some early successes statewide by managing to get the party to settle on Mark Schauer for governor and Gary Peters for senator next year and keep other potential candidates from challenging them in a primary. That both eliminates intra-party fighting and, more importantly, leaves more money available for the fall contest. But he's not stopping there. He recently helped persuade Jerry Cannon, a Vietnam veteran and Kalkaska County sheriff, to challenge Congressman Dan Benishek in a congressional race Democrats lost last year by less than 1%. Johnson says he felt drawn to this job because he realized he wanted to get back to Michigan and do something to save the middle class. "I'm just a Midwestern guy," he says. "I do the job that's in front of me." Traditionally, the president's party does badly in second-term, midterm elections, but he thinks he can break that cycle. Whatever happens next year, Democrats have themselves a ball of energy running their party, and, as they have no statewide office holders, Johnson is the voice of Democrats statewide. It'll be interesting to see if he can turn their fortunes around.